Okay, so we'll begin. And before we begin, we'll speak to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we are grateful for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We ask that blessing upon also as we speak the word of God and help us to take it as the word of God. We'll pray for the blessing upon each one here. Pray if there's anything not say that they'll be saved. And we just ask that blessing in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us this morning and this afternoon, Anna McGowan, and others this evening. We're going to read in the Bible. And perhaps I apologize for the feedback if you're getting it. Number 21. Numbers. Chapter 21 and verse number 4 to number 9. I'll read it in English. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. And therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived.
Magandang umaga sa ating lahat. Magandang umaga, magandang tanghali at magandang gabi. Ating babasahin sa Biblia, sa aklat ng mga bilang or numbers. Sa chapter 21 verses 4 hanggang 9. Verse 4. Mula sa bundok ng Hor, nagpatuloy ang mga Israelita patungong dagat na pula upang iwasan ang Edom. Subalit na inip sila sa pasikot-sikot na paglalakbay. Verse 5. Nagreklamo sila sa Diyos at kay Moses. "Inilabas mo kami sa Ehipto upang mamatay lamang sa ilang na ito. Wala kaming makain ni mainom. Suyang-suya na kami sa walang kwentang pagkain ito." Verse 6. Dahil dito, pinadalhan sila ni Yahweh ng mga makamandag na ahas at maraming Israelita ang natuklaw ng mga ito at namatay. Verse 7. Kaya't lumapit sila kay Moses. Sinabi nila, "Nagkasala kami kay Yahweh at sa iyo. Ipinalangin mo kami na kanyang paalisin ang mga ahas na ito. Nanalangin nga si Moses para sa Israel." Verse 8. At ganito ang sagot sa kanya ni Yahweh, "Gumawa ka ng isang ahas na tanso. Ilagay mo iyon sa dulo ng isang mahabang kahoy. Sino mang natuklaw ng ahas at tumingin doon ay hindi mamamatay." Verse 9. Ganoon nga ang ginawa ni Moses, kaya't lahat ng natuklaw ng ahas ay tumitingin sa ahas na tanso at hindi nga namamatay.
Thank you. The next reading will be John chapter 3 and verse number 14 and 15. John chapter 3 and verse 14 and 15. And it says this, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life."
Ang ating pangalawang babasahin ay mula sa aklat ng Juan. Sa Juan chapter 3 verse 14 and 15. verse 14. At kung paanong itinaas ni Moses ang tansong ahas doon sa ilang, gayon din naman kailangang itaas ang anak ng tao. Verse 15. Upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Thank you. The next reading will be Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
At ang ating susunod na babasahin sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 3, verse 23. Sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang sinumang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
And the last reading is Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. In English, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
At ang panghuling talatang ating babasahin ay matatagpuan muli sa aklat ng Roma sa chapter 6, verse 23. "Sapagkat kamatayan ang kabayaran ng kasalanan, ngunit ang libreng kaloob ng Diyos ay buhay na walang hanggan sa pamamagitan ni Kristo Jesus na ating Panginoon."
Very good. Thank you for translating and speaking in Tagalog. We are looking at this story that really happened, and it had three things about it.
Ating titingnan at pag-aaralan ang mga kwentong ito sa Biblia mula sa aklat ng mga bilang, at may tatlong bahagi na mga pangyayari sa kwentong ito.
So the three things we want to think about is, the first thing is that the children of Israel had a problem and that it was brought on by themselves.
So ang tatlong bagay na ating pag-aaralan, ang una, ang mga taga-Israel ay mayroong malaking suliranin na kanilang ibinigay para sa kanilang sarili.
The second thing is that there was a solution to the problem that they had that God provided and would only work because it was the Lord's solution to their problem that they had.
So ang ikalawa na ating mababasa sa mga talatang ito ay ang Diyos ay mayroong solusyon para sa kanilang suliranin. At ang Diyos lamang ang magkakaloob ng solusyon na ito.
And the third thing we want to think about is the fact that Moses put a serpent of brass. He provided, he obeyed the Lord, and it was man, what man had to do is look on the serpent of brass, or obey the word of the Lord, and the promise was that they would live.
At ang pangatlo na ating makikita ay sinunod ni Moses ang salita ng Diyos na gumawa ng ahas na tanso, at kung susundin ng mga Israelita ang salita ni Moses mula sa Diyos, sila ay mabubuhay.
And I'm going to be very short, and I just want to think about us as well.
At sa si Dale ay sabi niya, maikli lamang ang kanyang sermon, at titingnan din natin ang ating sarili.
And we have a problem as well, much more serious.
At mayroon din tayong problemang napakaseryoso.
And the only solution that we have was provided by God.
At ang tanging solusyon para sa ating suliranin ay ipinagkaloob ng Diyos.
And we have a responsibility as to whether we believe the message and trust in the Lord for to be saved from our problem.
At mayroon tayong responsibilidad na makinig sa salita ng Diyos, tanggapin ito upang tayo ay upang mawala ang ating suliranin.
So when we think about the children of Israel, they had a real problem. They were going through the wilderness, but their soul of the people was discouraged because of the way. So they started to speak against God and against Moses, and they were sinning against God.
So ang problema ng mga Israelita, sila ay nasa wilderness o nasa sila ay naglalakbay sa kaparangan at sila ay nasusuya na o naiinis kung kaya't sila ay nagreklamo sa Diyos.
And the result was that the snakes came into the camp where the children of Israel were, and they started biting the people, and they started dying because of the poisonous snakes biting them.
At ang resulta ng kanilang pagrereklamo, ang Diyos mismo ay nagpadala ng makamandag na ahas bilang kaparusahan sa kanilang pagrereklamo, at sila ay kinagat ng ahas at ang mga tao ay nagsimulang mamatay.
And the children of Israel, they realized why the snakes were there, and they realized, and they came to Moses, and they had their own solution.
At sa mga pangyayaring ito ay napagtanto ng mga Israelita kung bakit ang mga bagay na ito ay nangyayari sa kanila, kung kaya't sila ay lumapit kay Moses upang magkaroon ng solusyon ang kanilang problema.
The people were correct in acknowledging their sin, but they were incorrect in bringing their own solution to their sin.
So, ang mga tao ay tama na kanilang tanggapin na sila ay nagkasala, subalit mali na sila ay na sila mismo ang gumawa ng solusyon para sa kanilang kasalanan.
When they came to Moses, Moses prayed for the people. He was doing what God would have done, showing mercy, but the Lord had a better solution, a better thing to do for the people that would take care of the whole problem altogether.
Kung kaya't nang sila ay lumapit kay Moses, ang mga tao ay lumapit kay Moses, si Moses ay nanalangin sa Diyos at humingi ng gabay sa Diyos upang magkaroon ng tamang solusyon para sa kanilang mga suliranin.
The people's solution was that they take the snakes away, but it wouldn't affect the people who were bitten already.
So ang naging solusyon ng mga tao ay alisin ang mga ahas, subalit ang mga taong natuklaw na ng ahas ay walang magagawa at sila ay mamamatay.
So the Lord's solution, if I can put it like that, was to make a fiery serpent, make a snake out of brass or copper, and put it on a pole, and for anyone who had been bitten, if they looked at that serpent and lifted up on a pole, they would live.
At ang solusyon na ibinigay ng Diyos kay Moses ay gumawa ng ng ahas na tanso at ilagay sa dulo ng isang mahabang kahoy. At ang mga taong natuklaw ng ahas, kung sila ay titingin sa tansong ahas na ito, sila ay mabubuhay.
God's solution or remedy really didn't make sense if you think about it, but it was what God's promise was, and if a person believed God, they would do what he said.
Maaring ang solusyong ibinigay ng Diyos ay hindi nakapagtataka para sa tao. Subalit kung susunod ang tao at sa sinasabi ng Panginoon ng Diyos, sila ay mabubuhay.
And so if a person was bitten before they died, if they looked at the serpent of brass, the promise was that they would live.
So kung kaya't ang mga tao na sinabihan sila na kung sila ay natuklaw ng ahas at kung sila ay maaring mamatay, kung sila ay titingin sa ahas na tanso, sila ay mabubuhay.
Now, when the Lord Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, he brought this story up as a reminder that this is not just a story that happened, but it had a deeper meaning for us.
Kung kaya't ang Panginoong Jesus ay nakikipag-usap kaya Nicodemus, ay ibinahagi niya ang mga kwentong ito, na ang kwentong ito ay hindi ay mayroong katotohanan at mayroong malalim na kahulugan.
Our problem is not that we've been bitten by snakes, but we have something on the inside and it's called sin.
So ang ating problema, ang ating suliranin ay hindi ang kamandag ng ahas at hindi tayo natuklaw ng ahas. Ang ating suliranin ay nasa ating kalooban. Ito ay tinatawag na kasalanan.
You know, if we do the right thing, like the children of Israel, we acknowledge that we have sinned. But that doesn't take care of the problem.
At kung gagawin natin ang tama, maaaring tanggapin natin na tayo ay nagkasala, subalit ang mga bagay na iyan ay hindi makapagbibigay sa atin ng solusyon sa ating kasalanan.
Often we think we can get rid of the problem of our sin by being baptized or by going to church or by paying money to the church or by giving money to the poor or by praying or many different things.
Maaring isipin natin na ang ating mga kasalanan ay mawawala kung tayo ay magpapabautismo, kung tayo ay pupunta sa simbahan, kung tayo ay magbibigay ng pera sa simbahan o maging sa mga mahihirap na tao. Maraming tayong iniisip na paraan kung paano ang ating mga kasalanan ay mawawala.
Our problem really is has only one remedy, and that is the one that the Lord Jesus provided.
Ang ating suliranin ang kasalanan ay mayroon lamang isang solusyon. At ito ay pinagkaloob ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
Just going to read verse John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
So ang sa ating aklat ng Juan, Chapter 3, verse 16, sinasabi rito na sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan, kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
The serpent was lifted up in the wilderness. It didn't have any poison inside it. But it looked like other snakes that were poisonous.
So ang ahas na tanso ay itinaas sa parang. Ang ahas na tansong ito ay walang kamandag. Hindi kagaya ng ito ay naiiba sa mga ahas na tumuklaw sa mga Israelita.
The Lord Jesus, when he was among us, he was just like us, but sin apart. He had no sin. He was absolutely sinless. He was a perfect Son of God, and thus he could be the sacrifice that was needed for sin.
Ang Panginoong Jesus, bagamat siya ay taong kagaya natin, subalit siya ay walang kasalanan. Siya ay hindi nagkasala at hindi magkakasala kailanman. Kung kaya't siya ang nararapat na handog upang maalis ang ating mga kasalanan.
And what the Lord Jesus did on the cross was provide a solution or a remedy not just for one individual or a specific group of people like the Israelites or for a specific period of time, but he made a sacrifice for everybody that ever lived and will ever live. It was a one sacrifice for everybody.
Ang handog ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus ay hindi para lamang sa isang tao o hindi para sa mga Israelita o hindi para sa panahon na ito. Ang Panginoong Jesus nang siya ay mamatay sa krus, ang kanyang handog ay para sa lahat at para sa buong mundo at para sa lahat ng panahon.
The one sacrifice that was provided was for our sin, and it was the Lord Jesus Christ.
So ang handog na ito na ipinagkaloob ay para sa ating mga kasalanan, at ito ay ang Panginoong Jesus.
And that's the only sacrifice, the only person that God will accept as a payment for our sin.
At iyan lamang ang Panginoong Jesus lamang ang tanging handog na tatanggapin ng Panginoon bilang kabayaran sa ating mga kasalanan.
And so the children of Israel's response was that they had to believe God and look at the serpent. And when they did, they were promised that they would live.
Kung kaya ang mga Israelita ang kanilang tanging nararapat na gawin ay magtiwala sa Panginoon at tumingin at manampalataya at sundin ang utos ng Panginoon na tumingin sa tansong ahas at sila ay maliligtas.
And our responsibility as we look into the Word of God and listen to God speak to us and tell us that all of us are sinners is for us to accept that message, but also to look to the Lord Jesus, who is the Savior of sinners.
Kung kaya't ang nararapat nating gawin upang maalis ang ating mga kasalanan ay magtiwala at manampalataya at tumingin lamang sa Panginoong Jesus.
In John 3 and verse 14 and 15, we read, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish or will never perish, but have eternal life."
So Juan chapter 3 verse 14 and 15, "At kung paanong itinaas ni Moses ang tansong ahas doon sa ilang, gayon din naman kailangang itaas ang anak ng tao upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan."
If you are not saved and if you were to believe God, you would have eternal life according to the Word of God.
Kung kayo ay hindi paligtas, at sabi ng salita ng Diyos, kayo ay manampalataya at kayo ay maliligtas.
And even as we close now, I ask you to look at the Word of God and ask yourself, do I believe what God says about me, about His Son, and about my responsibility?
At sa pagtatapos ng ating meeting na ito, naitanong mo ba sa iyong sarili, ako ba ay naniniwala sa salita ng Diyos? Ako ba ay nananampalataya sa Panginoong Jesucristo sa pagliligtas mula sa mga kasalanan?
Just gonna read Romans 6 and 23, and then we'll be done. Romans 6 and 23. Did I get to it? It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."
So Romans chapter 6, verse 23. "Sapagkat kamatayan ang kabayaran ng kasalanan, ngunit ang walang bayad na handog na kaloob ng Diyos ay buhay na walang hanggan sa pamamagitan ni Kristo Jesus na ating Panginoon.
Very good. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Son, thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for the fact that he was lifted up in order that anyone who believes in him can have eternal life. He bore our sin in his own body on the tree. And we pray that souls here will acknowledge their sin and the fact that he was there for them. When we ask thy blessing, we would just commit any needs as well that are not mentioned, but known to thee. We would just commit them into thy hand. For thy blessing, we know that you're the one who knows all things. And so we just commit ourselves into thy hand for a good day and good night. And we just ask for thy preservation. And we just give thanks for thy Son once more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.